Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Sea Fire by Karen Robards, performed by Justine Eyre.
1. In the waning days of the summer of 1844, Lady Catherine Hale was more beautiful than she'd ever been before in her life. Her shining red-gold hair, a thick mass of waist-length curls when she loosed it, was worn for coolness's sake in a soft chignon. It formed a shimmering golden nimbus about her small face when caught by the rays of the hot South Carolina sun. Her face was hauntingly lovely, an almost perfect oval dominated by a pair of incredible sapphire eyes, dark silk fringed and slanting at the corners, which added a touch of the exotic to her golden beauty. For the rest, she had high cheekbones, flushed a warm peach by the sun, a delicate straight nose, full rosy red lips that her husband teased her about by saying they were made expressly for kissing, and a willful little chin that just hinted at her underlying strength of character. She was a small girl with fragile bones, but her body was as exquisite as her face. Her breasts were high and full, and just the right size to fit into the palm of a man's hand. This, too, she had from her husband. Her waist was narrow, her hips deliciously curved above legs that were slender but shapely. On this particular day in August, Kathy had dressed rather casually because of the heat. But the very simplicity of her low-necked muslin...